Thomas jumped as a terrible crash sounded right outside their door, accompanied by screams and the splintering of wood, like some iron-jawed monster was eating the entire stairwell. A second later came another explosion of ripping wood. The front door. The griever had come right through the house and was now leaving. An explosion of fear ripped through Thomas. It was now or never. He jumped up and ran to the door of the room, yanking it open. He heard Newt yell, but he ignored him and ran down the hall, sidestepping and jumping over hundreds of splintered pieces of wood. He could see that where the front door had been, there now stood a jagged hole leading out into the gray night. He headed straight for it and ran out into the glade.
"Tom!" Teresa screamed inside his head. "What are you doing?"
He ignored her. He just kept running. The griever holding Dave, a kid Thomas had never spoken to, was rolling along on its spikes toward the west door, churning and whirring. The other grievers had already gathered in the courtyard and followed their companion toward the maze. Without hesitating, knowing the others would think he was trying to commit suicide, Thomas sprinted in their direction until he found himself in the middle of the pack of creatures. Having been taken by surprise, the grievers hesitated. Thomas jumped on the one holding Dave, trying to jerk the kid free, hoping the creature would retaliate. Teresa's scream inside his mind was so loud it felt as if a dagger had been driven through his skull. Three of the grievers swarmed on him at once, their long pincers and claspers and needles flying in from all directions. Thomas flailed his arms and legs, knocking away the horrible metallic arms as he kicked at the pulsating blubber of the grievers' bodies. He only wanted to be stung, not taken like Dave. Their relentless attack intensified, and Thomas felt pain erupt over every inch of his body, needle pricks that told him he'd succeeded. Screaming, he kicked and pushed and thrashed, throwing his body into a roll, trying to get away from them. Struggling, bursting with adrenaline, he finally found an open spot to get his feet under him and ran with all his power. As soon as he escaped the immediate reach of the griever's instruments, they gave up and retreated, disappearing into the maze. Thomas collapsed to the ground, groaning from the pain. Newt was on him in a second, followed immediately by Chuck, Teresa, several others. Newt grabbed him by the shoulders and lifted him up, gripping him under both arms.
"Get his legs!" he yelled.
Thomas felt the world swimming around him, felt delirious, nauseated. Someone, he couldn't tell who, obeyed Newt's order. He was being carried across the courtyard, through the front door of the homestead, down the shattered hall, into a room, placed on a couch. The world continued to twist and pitch.
"What were you doing?" Newt yelled in his face. "How could you be so bloody stupid?"
Thomas had to speak before he faded into blackness.
"No, Newt, you don't understand."
"Shut up!" Newt shouted. "Don't waste your energy."
Thomas felt someone examining his arms and legs, ripping his clothes away from his body, checking for damage. He heard Chuck's voice, couldn't help feeling relief that his friend was okay. A medjack said something about him being stung dozens of times. Teresa was by his feet, squeezing his right ankle with her hand.
"Why, Tom? Why would you do that?"
"Because..."
He didn't have the strength to concentrate. Newt yelled for the grief serum. A minute later, Thomas felt a pinprick on his arm. Warmth spread from that point throughout his body, calming him, lessening the pain. But the world still seemed to be collapsing in on itself, and he knew it would all be gone from him in just a few seconds. The room spun, colors morphing into each other, churning faster and faster. It took all of his effort, but he said one last thing before the darkness took him for good.
"Don't worry,"
he whispered, hoping they could hear him.
"I did it on purpose."